The Whiskey Wedding, A Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet Story. Chapter 3. To Elizabeth's surprise, it did not take a great deal of convincing from her or Jane for the family to agree to search in two directions. In fact, Elizabeth's aunt had congratulated her niece on thinking of such an elegant solution, though the tone Mrs. Gardiner used made Elizabeth a bit suspicious that perhaps her aunt was not so happy to have her trip back on, with a more frantic pace and without her husband. As Jane went upstairs to direct their shared maid, Betsy, to begin their packing, Elizabeth was called into her father's study for a private interview. "What is this really about, Lizzie? I appreciate your eagerness to recover your sister, but is there any other reason you wish to travel? If you are accusing me of a selfish motive, Papa, I have none. I do not intend to go sightseeing with Aunt in between the instops. It just seems to me that if there is a search party going to London, there ought to be one heading to the border. What if Colonel Forster is wrong?" The good colonel had already left as he needed to return to London and begin the search for his deserter. "So you do not think Colonel Forster is a man to know his own business?" Mr. Bennet took his seat as his daughter still stood before his desk. But Elizabeth shook her head. "The fact remains that a girl just 16 years of age managed to slip his notice and ran away from his home. He might have interviewed Mr. Wickham's comrades, but Lydia is also very smart. If she has her hooks in Mr. Wickham, I do not suspect that he is going to shake her very easily." Mr. Bennet laughed in spite of himself at Elizabeth's frank description of his youngest daughter. The stress of the situation weighed heavily upon both of them, and the daughter that performed most like a son might in a family dynamic realized she held her father's support. He merely checked her logic. "And what of Jane? I know you convinced her to join in this mess. She should remain here and see to your mother." Mr. Bennet opened his drawer and pulled out parchment and a 5-pound note. Elizabeth's eyes widened as her father scribbled a few lines and signed his name, then folded the letter around the note and handed it to his daughter. "Papa, that is a line of credit, Lizzie. I do not like the idea of sending you so far away and had planned to give you such before your trip with your aunt and uncle, regardless. But if you find yourself in any kind of trouble, no daughter of mine will be without the means of getting herself out of it." "But Papa, it is too much." "Take it, and tell Jane when you go above stairs to stop her packing. She will remain here." Elizabeth clutched the letter in her hands that showed her father held so much trust in her. She raised her face to his and jutted out her chin. "I know you and Uncle Edward will search high and low for Lydia. But there are some places you may wish to search that a lady can gain entry without raising suspicion, such as the dressmaker or a ribbon shop. If Lydia is indeed in London, it will not take very long before she finds her way to old habits. She would think that they stopped there to buy wedding clothes before heading to Scotland." Mr. Bennet furrowed his brows and listened intently to what Elizabeth said. "How have you thought so much about this? Did Lydia speak to you before she went to Brighton? You did warn me not to let her go." Elizabeth's stomach clenched at the accusation. "I did warn you not to let her go, but Lydia never said anything to me about planning to elope with Mr. Wickham. She did not hide the fact she was going to Brighton to find a husband. I'm afraid Mama did little to persuade her otherwise." Elizabeth did not add she knew of another young lady Mr. Wickham had once tried to run off with, Mr. Darcy's youngest sister, Georgiana. Elizabeth had thought a great deal about what might befall Lydia on the trip to Brighton, thanks to the letter from Mr. Darcy after she rejected his proposal in Kent. "Oh, very well, help Jane pack and finish your own. I know your aunt is eager to get to the first inn before evening. You will be taking Peter, your uncle's manservant, instead of one of our own." Mr. Bennet folded his hands underneath his chin as Elizabeth skipped around his desk and planted a kiss on his cheek.
"Don't worry, Father. We will find her, one way or another," Elizabeth said, as her father shook his head.
"I'm afraid, my dear, you do not appreciate we are searching for a speck in a haystack." Elizabeth shrugged and left her father to see about her own packing. She did not scold him for again mixing up his idioms, as this time she believed he meant what he said.